Can you raise your right hand for me, please?
Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
State your name. Could you just state your name for my tape?
Yep. Good evening. I'm Richard Vale. I'm the architect for Pauling Shelby Police. And they're proposing to expand their existing deck by 7 feet to the west towards the lake. The existing deck is shown in a, there's a dashed line here that shows kind of the, where the existing deck currently is. The plan is to keep the deck and, you know, kind of refresh it, kind of get a new deck and new railing. We may end up tearing it down and rebuilding it depending on what we find, you know, when we take the decking off if it's not good condition. But right now it looks like it could be salvaged. And so we would be expanding, the actually new part would be this 7 foot by 43 foot section on the lake side of the house, the west side.
Okay. And I'm assuming you need 5 feet of relief from the 50 foot requirement on that west rear setback. And I'm assuming that's that line here. Is this the 45
that's
foot
the,
dimension? Right there?
Right, it's okay. The 45, and then on the, yeah, then we have 5 feet here. This is the there's steps that come off to the side, too. So that's,
okay, I don't think that one's.
Okay, that wasn't. Those are existing steps, so I don't know if that.
It doesn't appear that the building inspector said that that was something that required a variance.
Oh, okay, maybe because it pre-exists.
Yep, he's just said the west rear setback.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. It's 45 feet.
And there's a shed in the backyard that's going to remain?
Right, that's existing.
Yeah. Okay. any board members have any questions?
Yeah, okay.
Nobody here? Okay. I will note that there is no one in the audience to ask a question or make a comment about this application, so I don't need to do that. All right, so we have five board members present. Whenever we have either four or five, we give the applicant the opportunity to defer a vote to the following month when hopefully we have more board members. Because the chance of getting four affirmative votes is better if there are seven of us than if there are five, as there are tonight. So I will give you that opportunity if you want to avail yourself of it. If not, we can vote on this tonight.
Yeah, I think I'll give vote on
that. That's fine. Okay. No questions or deliberations before we take a vote? Okay. Before I close the public hearing, do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present the application?
I do.
Okay. Do you have any final statements or comments you would like to make in support of the application?
No.
Okay. Okay. Very good. With that, we'll close the public hearing, and I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make on this application. I will make a motion to grant a 5 foot variance from the 50 foot requirement on the west rear setback to permit the construction of the enlarged deck as shown in the survey it's depicted to us. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. That, I will address the criteria as soon as I can do that. And I'm here somewhere. Here you go. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the grant of the variance. No, there will be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. The applicant is moving a few feet out further closer to the lake, not towards any neighboring house, so I don't think there's any detriment from that. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. That does not appear to be the case. I think any enlargement of this deck would require a variance because the building envelope on this lot, as with every lot in Vales Grove, is rather small. Whether the request of variance is substantial, it's 10% of the setback requirement, which in and of itself is not particularly substantial, and I'll say that within Bales Grove, that's one of the smaller variances that we've ever seen. Usually people require much greater variances than that. So even in that context, it's even less substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood district, there's no evidence of that. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, self-created by the fact that the applicants would like a slightly larger deck out facing the lake. However, again, because of the dimensions of the property and the size of the building envelope, I think that, that mitigates any self-creation. So with that, we'll take a roll call vote. And Steve, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Ron?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
And I'm in favor as well. This is great.
Fastest meeting ever.
Yes.
Richard, do you want these back or do you?
Yeah, I'll take a copy back here.
You have one? Yeah, I'll set this for the record.
I do.
Okay. If you want them back, you can.
Is there expensive?
Yeah. Don't leave it this time for you.
Okay.
Approval.
Okay, so kids are losing it.